Let us pray. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you will be with us in this service. That you will give us an ear to hear. Work in your grace in our midst above what we can even
ask.
We'll read from God's word, Matthew chapter 13, from verse 24.
Omunye umfanekiso wawubeka kubo wathi umbuso wezulu ufaniswa nomuntu ohlwanyela imbewu enhle insimini yakhe.
Another parable he put forth to them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field.
Kepha abantu besalele kwafika isitha sakhe sahlwanyela ukuba ukhula phakathi kwaba.
But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the grain had sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares also appeared.
Kwase kufika isebenzi somnumzane sathi kuye, Nkosi, awushwanyelanga imbewu enhle ensimini yakho na?
So the
iluthelephi ukhula na?
So the servants of the owner came and said to him, "Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have tares?"
Lokhu kwenziwa ngumuntu oyisi wathi kubo, "Lokhu kwenziwe ngumuntu oyisitha."
He said to them, "An enemy has done this."
Izisebenzi zathi kuye, "Uthanda ukuba siye ukulibutha na?"
The servant said to him, "Do you want us then to go and gather them up?"
Kodwa wathi, "Qha, funa nithi ngani buthukula nisiphula amabele kanye nalo."
But he said, "No, lest while you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them."
Yekani kukuhle kukhule kokubili ndawonye kuze kuvunywe ngesikhathi sokuvuna. Ngiyakuthi kwabavunayo buthani qala ukukhula nilubophe izinyanda ukuba lushiswe nibuthele amabele engojeni yami.
Let both grow together until the harvest, and at the harvest I will say to the reapers, first gather together the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn.
Bese kube ivesi lamashumi amathathu nesikhombisa, sesithupha.
And then verse 36.
Khona wazishiya ixuku weza endlini basondela kuye abafundi bakhe bathi sichasisele umfanekiso wokhula ensimini. Wayesephendule ethi kubo.
Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house. And his disciples came to him, saying, "Explain to us the parable of the tares and of the field." And he answered and said to them,
"Oshwanyela imbewu enhle indodana yomuntu, insimu yizwe imbewu enhle yibo abangabantwana bombuso, kodwa ukhula ngabantwana bomubi."
He who sows the good seed is the Son of Man, the field is the world. And the good seeds are the sons of the kingdom, but the tares are the sons of the wicked one.
Kepha isitho, isitha, esaluhlwanyela nguSathane, ukuvuna kungukuphela kwezwe, nabavuni izingelosi.
The enemy who sowed them is the devil, and the harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels.
Ngakho-ke njengokuba ukhula luyabuthwa lushiswe emlilweni kuyakuba njalo ekupheleni kwezwe.
Therefore, as the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of this age.
Indodana yomuntu iyakuthuma izingelo zizayo zibuthe zikhiphe embusweni wayo konke okukhubekisayo nabenza okubi.
The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and those who practice lawlessness.
Zibaphonse eziko lomlilo lapho kuyoba khona ukukhala nokugedla kwamazinyo.
And will cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth.
Khona abalungileyo baya kukhanya njengelanga embusweni kayise wabo onezindlebe makezwe.
Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. We'll stop reading there. Now here in our text we find Jesus speaking to the people through parables.
Ethi kungukwenu ukwazi imfanekiso abanye cha noma bebona bengabonisisi noma bezwa bengazwisisi.
And he said, look, it's for you to understand these parables. There are others who hear and don't understand. They see and do not grasp.
Uma isekhulume ngemfanekiso baqhamuka abafundi kuye bathi Nkosi sichazele sifundise lemfanekiso ichazani.
And after he had spoken to them in this parable, the disciples approached him and said, Lord, please explain to us what this parable means.
Wayesekhuluma ethi umbuso wezulu ufaniswa nomuntu ohlwanyela imbewu enhle ensimini yakhe.
And he explained to them that the kingdom of heaven is like one who sows good seed in his field. And the enemy came and sowed tares, bad seed, weeds amongst the wheat. And it grew up, came up together.
Abasebenzeli inkosi bathi inkosi asiye sisephune lolokhula. Wathi hayi musani nizothi niyasephuna kanti nisephune nokolweni nomamabele okuyikho nakhona.
And then the servants of the Lord, the ministers, the preachers, those that were in the ministry, they came to the Lord. They said, Lord, we cannot just look on. We've got to go into the field and just pull out all the weeds. And the Lord said, no, you cannot do it like that. And we'll go into more detail about that. But today I'd just like to touch on maybe 5 points.
Uthesukela ukhuluma ngezinto zomlimi. Babusisiwe abantu abakhulela amaplazini noma emakhaya laqalwe khona kulinywe khona kuvunwe khona ifbona befanele ukuthi bezwe kangcono kunabanye.
Now here the Lord Jesus uses an example from agriculture, and this is where people who understand agriculture, who grew up in the rural areas and who understand something about growing crops, where they are blessed because they will understand much easier.
Uma ungumlimi jabula thokoza ngoba uNkulunkulu ukhuluma nawe ngezinto ozaziyo.
If you're a farmer, you should be very happy because now God is speaking to you in a way that you will understand.
Abantu abaningi abathanda ukulima.
However, many people don't like farming.
Uthanda nokusebenza eofisini ubeke ipeni la.
They just want to work in an office where they can put the pen here above their ear. And then you put your specs here on your head. That's what people want. But a person who works with the soil is a blessed person. Because as he's working with the soil, he will be reminded of what the Lord Jesus spoke about, and he'll understand it. I find it such a pity when I look at the black people. They live out there in the rural areas on this treasure chest, the soil. And then you find them just rearing goats, and usually just because they want to slaughter them for the ancestral spirits. And that's all they're concerned about is the livestock. And I even spoke to a government minister and I said, the risk is that you're going to take away the farms from other people and eventually there'll be no food anymore. No one can survive without agriculture. We will all die if we don't grow crops.
Anokonda lokho kuyaqala nga ezweni lakithi ukuba silanda ukudla kwamanye amazwe sizokuthenga la uzoyithola phi imali ukuba thenga lezi zinto ezibizayo ziyakhuphuka.
Even now, for the first time in a very long time, we are importing food from other nations, and we can imagine how that will push inflation.
Ngoba umuntu ucabanga zonke izinto ezimbi ngakho ke iBhayibheli lithi ongasebenzi akancishwe nesinkwa angadli.
Blessed is the person who works, and especially the one who works with the soil, and that if he keeps himself busy in that way, he won't have time to get involved in drugs, as we've mentioned. The Bible also says that he who doesn't work should not eat. You don't need to be ashamed if you're a farmer. God even put Adam and Eve in a garden. He didn't put them in a city, in a concrete jungle.
Kukhula ukhule emakhaya amasini ayihlalele abanye bafuna amaplaza amakhulu kanti bahluleke ukusebenza lensimu encane esekhaya.
Many people complain because they are unemployed, they say there's no work, yet the fields are there, they're full of weeds. Instead of just working those fields, they would be able to earn something. And then you wait till you get a big farm, and yet you've got your small plot, you could work that. And the Bible says, if you're not faithful in the small things, you don't deserve the big things.
Sajala ulokosa umango ikulu zat musanu kalumango atsiki stingo so mango namhlanje bathi onke amaplazi lawa ayiklaimu abantu awusenawo umango uyoma uyaphela awusetshenziswa ngokufanele bathi tshalani tshalani ikusasa lihle ngomango ngoba uzophela umango kwelakithi.
When we started in the Tugela Valley about a year ago, we planted some mango trees. And now the people in the know at that time said, no, there's a surplus of mangoes. Don't plant mangoes. But now they're coming back and say, please plant more, because many of the farms that were producing a lot of mangoes for South Africa were under land claim and have subsequently degraded where they're hardly producing anything.
Ralph, besingazi ukuthi sizotshalani, tshala umango, noma u 20 hectare, tshala, sizodla umango, njengoba sidla uphopho manje.
And then I said to Ralph, well, we didn't really know what to plant everywhere, but now we know we can plant mangoes, even if it's 20 hectares, and then we can eat mangoes like we eat pawpaws at the moment.
Oh, Ralph, bakhuluma nami, bathi, aw, okulelo, silethele ingulube, silethele ingulube. Ngani na? Athu popo sumningi kakhulu sophakela ingulube kudliwe ingulube yakicima awusadingi ukuya emalelani empumalanga na la eduze.
In fact, there's so many pawpaws at times that Ralph and them have said maybe we should start rearing some pigs and at least we can give the pawpaws to them. So you don't even need to go to the Lowveld to Malelane anymore for pawpaws. There's enough, there are enough here.
Angazi ukuthi ngisazoba khona yini ngonyaka ozayo. Uma ngikhona ngibona ngathi ngizokudla ukudla kwezingelosi. Nyawazi ukudla kwezingelosi, the angel's fruit. Abanye bathi fruit salad, bafaka konke nokwatapheya. Befaka nalokhu, nalokhu, nalokhu. Ukudla kwengelozi. Upopo. Upineapple. Ubhatana. Lokho kokuthathu.
Now, I don't know.
Ungadlindisha engaka keke siqumbi isisu sakho.
Now, I don't know whether I'll still be here next year, but if I am, Lord willing, then we can eat real angel's fruit. Some people call it fruit salad, but nowadays fruit salad, they put all sorts of things in there, even avocados. But the real angel's fruit, that is just pawpaw, pineapple, and banana. Now people
are...
So some people are even worried that we'll have too much soon. But that doesn't matter. We can eat, it's good food, and we can eat it for breakfast, lunch, and supper.
Ngaqoqelwa umfundisi John Powers ethi ayisiphakela ingulube zethu ngophopho. Wathi awuzaba nenhlanhla ingulube ngiwuthanda kangaka.
When I told John Powers about the fact that we're thinking of giving the pigs the pawpaws. He said, wow, those are lucky pigs because he loves pawpaws very much.
Akusetshenzwe nopopo laikhishini ngoba uyobona.
Well, I think we must just...
ngalokho ukuthi ngiyise ingulube le ziphakelwe lento. Sengikhulumile noPaul. Ngathi Paul funa ingulube ziye le mzansi ziyokudla ukudla. Ubanana, upopo, upineapple, ukudla okulahlwayo. Kodwa iAfrika liyalamba. Liyalamba. Kodwa ikhehle lodwa elisebenzisa izandla zakhe dala ukudla kuze kubodle. Bekungafanele ukuthi kube khona oyedwa eAfrika olambayo. Kodwa bayafa indlala.
It's sad that in Africa so many people are dying of starvation. They don't have enough food. And yet, here one old man, in a short time, produces enough food that they say there's too much.
Aike, semke dilege okokulima. Semgena kukho kwenkosi. Umbuso wezulu faniswe nomuntu ohlwanyela imbewu enhle insimini yakhe.
Now that was about farming. Now back to our word. That the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. The first point is the kingdom of heaven. Not an earthly kingdom. The heavenly kingdom. Where is the kingdom of heaven?
Umbuso wezulu kuyilapho qoqene khona kuhleli khona amaKristu amakholwa. Umbuso wezulu ibandla likaJesu khona la emhlabeni.
The kingdom of heaven is there where Christians are united, where they are together, the church of Christ here on earth.
Umbuso wezulu iwonke lowo. Umbuso wamaKristu la kubusa khona uKristu.
That's the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of the Christians, there where Christ reigns.
Lapho kwehla izulu, umbuso wezulu bawumukela, bawunikela kuwo. Baphilele wona umbuso wezulu lapho kubusa khona uKristu buthu uNkulunkulu.
The kingdom of heaven.
Hayi abathakathi kodwa uNkulunkulu.
The kingdom of heaven came down to this earth, and those that accept it and become part of it and make Christ king in their lives. They are part of that kingdom. It's there where Christ reigns supreme, not witch doctors or other spirits.
Ngoba amaKristu amakholwa basembusweni wezulu. Izulu likubona. Umuntu okholwayo usezulwini ezokumnandi bezulu esahamba la emhlabeni.
The kingdom of heaven is where Christians dwell. That is where what they enjoy. That kingdom where Christ reigns and that they enjoy here on earth. That wonderful life.
Heaven comes down and comes into your life. You're in the kingdom of heaven here. And on the other side, nangale.
And on the other side awaits us the kingdom of heaven as well.
Kuphela umbuso la wezulu usemshikashikweni. Kuyaliwa izwi lithi yilwani ukulwa okuhle sizoba sempini kuze kube sekugcineni.
The difference is just that while we are in this, the kingdom of heaven on this side, we're still in a battle. The Bible speaks of fighting the good fight of faith. So while we're here, it's a fight, it's a battle.
umbuso wezulu la wehlukile nombuso sezulwini ngoba umbuso wezulu le awu sebephumelele sebenqobile ba victorious tikotwa thina
So the kingdom of heaven on the other side is different in that sense, that those that are there have already been victorious. They have already attained to it. They have achieved it already while we here are still fighting to achieve it.
Abantu abaxhumene no Christu.
The kingdom of heaven is there where people are united with Christ. That's God's kingdom.
Having fellowship with Him and then fellowship with one another. Belaqoqene khona maKristu. Bebuthene ndawonye. Umbuso wezulu uyawazi ubumnandi bezulu umbuso wezulu. Mhlamba wazi awuzi nenkonzweni uyaqasha uyani ngoba usembusweni kaSathane.
Do you enjoy that glory of the kingdom of heaven, that fellowship where you come to a service because of that? Not that you stay away and you withdraw. That is not God's kingdom, that's the devil's kingdom.
Ngikumbula ngisengane ngigulisa. Ngithi mama baba ngiyakula ikhanda isisu nyazazi lezo zifo zenkonzo uma sekuyinkonzo bese kuvuka izifo.
I remember when I was a child, often I would play sick. Sunday morning, suddenly I was sick. It was my stomach and I had a headache and I'd say to my mother, I'm terribly sick. It's church sickness.
Ayike baze bathi elungasala sizoya enkonzweni iphuma imoto nje ngiphume nami ngiyohamba ngiyodlala ibhola.
And then eventually
sidlala ibhola akusekho ukugula, uyabona. Kuleso sikhathi bengingekho embusweni wezulu, bengisembusweni kaSathane.
And I managed sometimes to convince my parents that I was sick. But no longer did the car leave the yard. I left my room, went outside and looked for my friends and we played football. You see, at that time I was not yet in the kingdom of heaven. I was still in the devil's kingdom. We played soccer together. That was the ultimate for us. That was what was important for us, not the kingdom of heaven.
Lapha abazali bathi awu elu uzosala namhlanje nazi ingane encane usale nabo. Uyigathe la ikhaya. Ngikhala inyembezi. Ngithi hawu angithandi ukusala. Ngithanda ukuthi ngibe khona lapho uqoqene khona abantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Bezwa izwe elimnandi lasezulwini.
But when the kingdom of heaven came into my life, that changed totally. Then I loved going to church, hearing God's word. In fact, whenever I couldn't go and they'd ask me to stay at home to look after the younger children, I'd cry, I'd weep, because I'd long to be there with the other children of God.
Elphume emlonyeni kaNkuluNkulu alikhizwe elimnandi izwi elivelezweni elivele esihokweni elivela kubantu bomhlaba hayi alinalutho kodwa izwi eliphilayo elphume emlonyeni kaNkuluNkulu ilona elisimanga. Ngekulala ubuthongo uyaphaphama nenzane encelayo iyophaphama ukuthi kwenze njani kuyaculwa
And then in the kingdom of heaven, that is where God's word is proclaimed. God's word that is alive, that is more wonderful than anything else, sweeter than anything else. And it's not the word of the world and any other thing that has any relevance, only God's word that is alive. And it is alive, that when people are there, even a small child goes there, when it hears God's word and or hears the singing, it actually wakes up and takes note. Now, if you hear about this field where the enemy came and planted the weeds, what do you think? What does that mean? And just as the disciples went to the Lord Jesus and said, Lord, what does it mean? Explain it to us. So we need to have an ear to hear as well. We need to go to the Lord as well and say, Lord, please explain to us what this means. As it says, the owner of the field planted his good seed, but then and then they went to bed, and while they were asleep, the enemy came and sowed his weeds. Now the owner of the field is Jesus Christ. The enemy is the devil. Bear with me, I'm just going through very quickly, otherwise I won't get through. And then they said, Lord, explain to us, what do the weeds stand for? What does it mean? Is it anger, irritability? The Lord said, no, in this case it's not that. It is actually people who are an offense, wicked people.
The
Lord said the good seed is that seed which develops into the people that are the good people, the right people. But the bad seed, which is the weed, that develops into those that are wicked. It's the wicked people who are the weeds in that field. How then do these evil people come into the church, into the kingdom of God? Jesus came, and during the day he spread his good seed. He did. It was the work in the light while it was day.
Ukula uSatan waqhamuke busuku usebenze emnyameni wahlwanyela akekho anothisa akekho asola akekho ambona wafike ebumnyameni ekusithekeni.
So what the Lord Jesus did, he did in the light. Then the devil came at night, in the darkness, where no one noticed, where no one could see, and that's where he started his work. And the bad seed works like this, that you go to someone in secret, and you're not in the light about it, but you go to someone and you just speak and say, look, I'm just telling you this, but don't tell anyone else. It's just for you.
Satan esebenzile umsebenzi wakhe wanyamalala. Kusa nje akasekho, akekho noticile, akekho bonayo, akekho solayo ukuthi khona uSathane asekhlwanyele.
By morning, the next morning, there was no sign of the devil anymore. He had done his work and he had disappeared.
The devil comes in secret and does his work in secret, and then he vanishes. Then he's off. That's how he sows his seed. He brings those bad people.
Satan
don't come into the light. They work in the dark.
Satan usebenza kanjalo ekusithekeni, akasebenza ekukhanyeni, ukwenza ebumnyameni.
UJesu uthi besalele, wafika uSathane, wabona ukuthi sebelele, wayesefaka abantu bakhe ebandleni, abazokona babe yisikhubekiso emsebenzini wenkosi.
And the Lord says the devil came at night and he brought his people in, and he put them there, positioned them there to do his work.
Satan egelo.
That is the devil.
UJesu umhlanyelo omuhle.
The Lord Jesus sows the good seed.
Ake si khuluma kancane nje ngo ngendodana yomuntu uJesu maye bachazele athi indodana yomuntu.
Now let's just say something about the Son of Man.
UJesu kaningi ayibiza ngokuthi ngindodana yomuntu.
Often the Lord Jesus referred to himself as the Son of Man.
Bekufanele ukuthi lokho kusithokozise, kusijabulise. UJesu esihlanganisa nathi ethi uyindodana yomuntu.
That should make us exceedingly glad, just the thought that the Lord Jesus identifies himself with us in that way, that he says he is the Son of Man.
Umakate angelos.
Had he just been an angel?
Ubengena kusindisa. Kodwa kenxa yokuthi waba umuntu njengathi, unamandla ukusindisa nokusikhulula.
Had he been just like an angel, even like Gabriel, he couldn't have saved us. But because he became like we are, took on the form of man, he could save us from our sin.
Daniel uthi, waba nombono ebusuku.
Daniel says he saw a vision at night.
Daniel 7 verse 13. Bheka kwafika namafu ezulu onjengendodana yomuntu. Lelo gama uDaniel walprofetha walibona ngamafu weza onjengendodana yomuntu. Uma seqhamuka uJesu wayizisho athi indodana yomuntu ohlwanyela imbewu indodana yomuntu.
And then here Daniel prophesies of the Son of Man. He already refers to him as such. He is the one the owner of the field who sows the good seed. I was watching in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven. One like the Son of Man, coming with the clouds of heaven, he came to the Ancient of Days. You know the Ancient of Days? That is God the Father. And so he drew near to God. And they brought him near before him. Then to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away. Isn't that sweeter than honey? Isn't this most wonderful that he was given this dominion, this glory, this power, and a kingdom that will never be destroyed? Shouldn't we, as the children of the kingdom, be rejoicing? It's most wonderful just to hear this. We should be jumping life like calves let out to pasture. When we just to realize that the owner of the field who sows that seed is the Son of Man.
Wakula wahamba phakathi kwabantu wadla wakhathala walala waba umuntu.
The Lord Jesus came and he became like man like us. He was nursed as a baby, he grew up as a child, he ate food like we do, he grew tired like we do. He was like one of us.
The Son of Man, anybody who is a man should rejoice. So what a privilege. What kind of a person should you be if Jesus became is the Son of Man, as you're a Son of Man?
Bekufanele ukuthi sibe ngabantu abanjani uma ngabe uJesu weza waba indodana yomuntu njengoba singabantu nathi.
Sinenhlanhla. Kodwa inhlanhla yethu asiboni, siphumputhekile. Isita sisebenza sivala amehlo ethu. AmaKristu bekufanele ukuthi abe njani emhlabeni? AmaKristu ethu ayifanele ukuthi abe njani?
We are the most privileged people they are, and yet the devil, the enemy, has blinded us to the fact. How shouldn't we as Christians be?
Ngiyakhumbula lo isifazane weSulumane.
You remember that Muslim woman?
Hey, Iraq, no me Iran.
That Muslim woman living there in Iraq or Iran. Her child was dying. She prayed to Allah and said, Allah, please heal my child, but the child just got worse.
Why is it a pupo? Is it nombono? Khamukizwe ungakhuleki ku Allah, khuleka ku Jesu Christ.
And then suddenly she heard a voice speaking to her, saying, "Don't pray to Allah, pray to Jesus Christ."
What is Jesus Christ? Nangane yame fayo.
And then she prayed, she called out, she said, "Jesus Christ, please heal my child." And the Lord healed the child. She said, "But who is Jesus Christ?" She didn't have a Bible, she haven't even seen one. She got a dictionary. And there she looked up to see what Jesus Christ means. She read there that he is the Savior, the Redeemer, the one who sets us free. The Anointed One, the Messiah, sent by God.
What? Oh.
And she said, "Well, truly I have experienced the Savior. He's even saved my child." But then she said, "But now the Christians claim to serve Christ." But what kind of people are Christians? One day she went onto the street. And then two people approached and someone said to her, "Those are Christians." When she heard that those were two Christians, she stared at them. Her eyes were glued to them. All the time as they walked past, right until they were past, until they disappeared, she said, "What people must those be who are called Christians?" And she prayed, she said, "Oh Lord, please bring me into contact with other Christians." To cut a long story short, she eventually ended up here at Sizwebantu. She shared the amazing things that she had experienced. And she said there had been things that had been troubling her in her life. And the one thing that troubled her greatly was the sin of woman, which it's called gossip. She even had tried to stop gossiping, but this demon of gossip was in her. And one day when she had gossiped, she was so desperate, she went to a mirror and pulled out her tongue and took a long needle and said, "My tongue, if you do this again, if you gossip again, I'll push this needle right through you." And she said, "Lord, I want to be a Christian. I don't want to be someone that's just like weed."
Now, umuntu umntwana kaNkuluNkulu benje umuntu ohambe ezinyathelweni zikaJesu unje Hey, bekufanele ukuthi ukukhanye ngaphezulu kokukhanya kwelanga usahamba la ebumnyameni.
Now you call yourself by the Lord's name. Do you bring dishonor to his name? Or the way you live and the way you speak, you should be light as you walk here on this earth, shining for others.
Nayo indodana yomuntu.
And through the Son of Man and because of him,
Khulumile ngombuso ngikhuluma ngendodana yomuntu angishiye ngiyathinta nje njengokuba kujwayele ngisho umphetho wengubo manje ngithanda ukukhuluma ngesitha.
Now I've spoken of the kingdom of heaven, about the Son of Man, and I'm just really just touching on the hem of the garment, and now I'd like to speak about the enemy.
Satan. Usathani ubengelozi enkulu.
Now Satan was one of
ingelozi isimanga nenkazimulo ephakeme.
One of the great angels with a high position.
Uma usekhaya ungafunda ku Isaiah 14 kusukela ku verse 12 akhona namanye amaverse nasesambulweni uzofunda.
Now, if you're at home, you can read in Isaiah 14.
Ngokubona kwami ngibona kungathi uSatan ube mkhulu kunezingelozi zonke.
In fact, it seems as if the devil was the greatest of all angels.
There is that possibility that he was the greatest. He became so grown, so great, made by God. A glorious creature. Ube thuthumelisa izizwe. Enza umhlaba ube yihlane. Umuntu omkhulu obephiwa kunezinye izingelozi ezingamakhosi ezingelozi.
The angel, the nations trembled before him. He had great power and even exalted above the others.
Angitholanga sikhathi ukuba sitatishe kahle kwangathi ngelinye ilanga uMikayeli walwa naye babambana emva kwesikhathi esikhulu yafika enye ingelosi yamlekelela uMikayeli bamnqoba uSathane. Hey! Ube mkhulu ube phakeme uSathane engulusifa.
I didn't have time to look, go into everything, but as far as I remember, there was even a time when Michael was at war with Lucifer. There was a terrible battle, and then another angel came to Michael's assistance in order to overcome Lucifer, who was so powerful.
Aige, umay se phake mekangaka, wathi ngifuna ukuya enyakatho. Ehamba phakathi kwamatha avuthayo. Athi ngifuna ukuba phezu kweinkanyezi zonke.
And then while he was like that, he said he wants to go up to the north. He wants to be exalted above all the stars.
Wangena ukuyiqhenya ukuyiphakamisa. Wafuna ukufana noNkulunkulu, alingane noNkulunkulu.
He became proud. He wanted to be the same as God.
Uma linga Adam uEva engadini wangena ngaleyo ndlela. Athi yenza lokhu khona uzofana noNkulunkulu. Bekuyinto yakhe leyo. Hey, bantu bomhlaba. Xwayani ukuyiqhenya nokuyiphakamisa.
When the devil tempted Eve in the Garden of Eden, that's exactly how he came to her as well. He said, eat of this fruit, because then you will become like God himself. Beware of pride, you people here on earth.
The more God lifts you and exalts you, the smaller you've got to become. You hear? If you don't hear, I'm afraid that you're full of the devil. Well, he's in your ears anyhow.
Noma uNkulunkulu ekuphakamisa, wena zehlisa, noma ekuphakamisa, wena wehla.
Ngokuphakama, ngekubusiso sikaNkulunkulu, shona phansi wena, ube mncane. Kodwa uLucifer wakhukhumala, wayikhenya, waba uSathane. Nawe mntwana kaNkulunkulu yoba uSathane, nengane kaSathane.
But Lucifer, became proud. And you as well, if you let pride come in, you will become like Lucifer himself. So even if God does great things through you, he lays the earth bare before you, he dries up the seas, and he makes the nations tremble before you. Even if he does that through you, you become the least. And whether thousands or millions get saved through your ministry in a year, even if all that happens, you should become the least in that.
You understand that? He that has an ear, let him hear. If you don't hear, you'll turn into a devil. Maybe you are part of him now already.
Unendlebe makezwe akalalele uma ungezwe uzogcina ufana no Satan mhlambe kwamanje nje usuyaqala ukufana naye
ngenxa yokuyiqhenya wangena awubheke abantu bayiqhenya namhlanje nalo ongenakho ukuqhenya uzibone emuhle uzibona eyisimanga uzibuka esibukwini ubuka inwele zakhe ubona ubuhle bengubo yakhe kwenyawo zakhe icathulo zakhe uyiphakamisa ubona ngathi ungcono kunabanye awazinikisi wena mntwana kaSathane.
So don't become proud. And some even become proud. Actually, they have nothing to be proud about. But they look at themselves, they see what they do, then they become proud. And that, they become a child of the devil in that, and through
it.
So there was the Son of Man, he sowed, but then the enemy came and he sowed his weeds there at night in the dark.
Lucifer aphenduke abe uSathane kwabakhulu kuwa kwakhe.
Great was the fall of Lucifer, who fell to the point where he became Satan himself.
Satan waqhwala iqhubu, waqhala izondo. Wayimisela ukuthi uzolwa noNkulunkulu kuze kube sekugcineni.
And the devil had such hatred against God that he said he will fight to the death. He'll fight right to the end. He declared war on God from that day on. When Adam and Eve were in paradise, the devil came in, put his foot into it, and that was the end of paradise. Ever since that day, the devil is hard at work trying to destroy, break down what God has done. And that is what he'll do in your life as well. So you need to watch and pray that he doesn't get you.
Jesus, Atu Satano, yena ukwenze mini. Mina ngizomelana nakho ebusuku ebumnyameni. Ngihlasele, ngingene.
So Jesus, the Son of Man, sows his good seed that brings life, that's life-giving. He sows it during the day in the light. But the devil, he says, oh, is that what he's doing? I'll get him back. I'll counter what he's doing by coming at night and sow my seed. That's how the devil... That's how the devil works. He's always against what God is doing. You can look throughout the Bible. Job, there are many examples. And we between
these...
And we between these two kingdoms, the kingdom of God, here's God, here's the devil. We between them, but we are told, fight the good fight of faith. The good fight, not the bad fight.
And they
said, Lord Jesus, what does this mean? And he said, the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds, the bad seed, are the evil people.
Manje bandawonye uSatan wabahlwanyela wabafaka khona ebandleni.
And now they find themselves in the same place because the devil has sown them right there in the church.
Kwakhula manje, kwakhula, ukhula, kukhula, ukolweni, kukhulwa amabele.
So there the Lord had sown his good seed. The devil came and he sowed his bad seed amongst it. And the servant said, let us go and pull out the weeds. And he said, no, you can't do that. You'll do damage by doing that because you'll pull out the good with the bad. The Lord said, let it grow first, and only later will you be able to distinguish properly between the good seed and the bad seed. And then they will come and they will gather all the weeds, the tares, and they will be bound together and thrown into the furnace. But he says the wheat, the angels will come and they will gather and they will put them into my barn, into heaven, and there they will shine brightly, while the weeds will be gathered and burn in the fire.
We are Paula Lelo Point.
Do you take note of that? While it's growing, the good seed and the bad seed look similar. You can't really distinguish between the two. And then the Lord says, then it's better, just leave it until the day of judgment.
Isfebo, nesipingi, skipeni, ebandleni akufuneki umuntu onjalo.
Now there is such a thing as we find in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, where there's a situation in the church where there's a drunkard or an adulterer. He sins openly, and the Lord says, you remove someone like that from amongst you. There is such a thing because it's done in the open, it's obvious.
Kodwa kukhona ukuthi kube kanye kanye ungabona umahluko. Ubona kuyinto eyodwa bonke bakhula ekhwayeni. Kukhona abalingisayo abafarisayo.
But there's also
uzisebenzi kukhona olingisayo farisayo. Ngeke ubone, qha ke ubone.
But there's also the situation where something is not so easy to discern and to distinguish. There could be members of a choir. There may be someone who's just slipped in there and he just puts on a good show. He does everything by the book, and you don't notice anything wrong about him. Or even among co-workers, that can be the case.
You
don't see
it.
But there is also the situation where you don't know the difference. Everything looks so good. And then you work together, you don't notice the difference, yet the Lord Jesus notices it. He can see it, but he says, you mustn't do anything about it. You wait, and I'll do something about it.
Kuze kube umuntu oyibalekelayo. Ngithi dangi Nkosi, ngiyabonga. Ngiyabonga. Kodwa ukuthi axoshwe yimina, cha. Akekho noyedwa engamxoshayo. Ngiyashumayela ivangeli. Ngithi vuthisa umlilo wakho. Kuze kube umuntu onyamalelayo, azizwele ukuthi angifanele ukuba la.
And I thank God that in all my years of ministry, I haven't needed to say to someone, now you just pack your bags and go. No, it's the people, and all I do is I preach the gospel, I speak the truth, put it as it is, and then it's those people who just feel, this is not the place for me. He packs his bags and he goes.
These servants of the Lord say, go, we won't allow this, he's got to go. Jesus says, no, don't do that. You'll uproot that which is good. And which is bad, you leave. Live for the Lord, preach the gospel, and they will just fall away one by one and run away.
And until the day of judgment comes.
Deal with sin when it's obvious sin. If he's committed immorality, if he's been a liar and his sin has come to light, don't even eat with such a person. Have no fellowship with him. It's God's standard. But in this case, where it is the same, where you doubt, you say no, or you don't even have a thought, it's not real. He's not genuine. Preach the word. If God is gracious, he'll just fade away. And John the Apostle says, if they go, then you know they went one with us. Weeds. Maybe they started well, but they end bad. Bad. Bad.
Kuba kukhona nomunye oqala kahle, kodwa kuhambe bese kugcine kabi.
Ibandla lokuqala, Ananiya noSafira. Ibandla elihle lenkazimulo, wangena uSathane, wangena kwa uAnania wamlalela uEve umkakhe walalela nawe uNkulunkulu waba nomusa wababulala khona lapho.
And if you think of the early church, what a glorious time that was. And yet the devil came in there as well, through Ananias and Sapphira. But God was gracious that it came to light. He dealt with it quickly.
The devil wants to spoil everything. He's full of hatred. He's fighting God and his people.
USathane ugcwele inzondo. Ulwa noNkulunkulu, ulwa nabantu bakhe. Funa ukubaqeda. We need to expect
that.
So we must expect it, because when the devil left heaven, he took a third of the angels with him. And those angels are now his demons. So we can expect that to happen. And even those people who do the devil's work, they will go and they will also influence others and go with them.
Uthi indodana yomuntu yakuthuma ngezingelo zizayo zibuthe zikhiphe embusweni wayo konke okukhubekisayo umuntu okuyisikhubekiso nabenzo kubi zibaphonse eziko lomlilo.
The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and those who practice lawlessness, and will cost
them.
He'll cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun. In the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Let him hear. Do you hear?
Yes, umongezwanga. Wo. Bekufanele ukuthi ube semthandazweni uyihlole. Ilona lowo. Ayihlolisisa. Kosi ngithi ngiwumntwana kaNkulunkulu. Ngithi ngumzalwane. Ngithi ngisebenzele iNkosi. Nginceku yeNkosi. Zihlolisise mntana omuntu. Funa uhambe uhambe ulahlwe phakathi.
Do you hear? Do you hear? You need to pray earnestly that the Lord will be gracious and work and say, Lord, I claim to be your servant in your ministry, working for you. But may I hear what you're saying, lest I just go along and eventually one day it comes out that I was just among the weeds that will be burned with fire.
Every one of us, man or woman, young or old, such his own life. Am I a genuine Christian? Am I a real Christian? Or am I just imitating? Am I just a Pharisee? Make sure that you're on the right side, on God's side, and not the devil's side. You regret it for eternity and eternity. Rather repent now. Bring to light your dark works. Get right with God. Then you'll shine like the good seed in heaven. like those that are genuine Christians. Gekwisole naphakade ingunaphakade uyajabula kodwa isikhokweni uyosha. Zihloleke ukuthi wena ungumKristu woqobo yini. UmKristu woqobo. UmKristu woqobo. Noma uyasenzisa uyafarisa uyalingisa awubhemi awufebi lothi umuntu ubona ukahle kodwa uma yisefik athi wena ubuyisikhubekiso wena ubucima umoya ongcwele wena ubudabukisa umoya ongcwele wena ubungasizi abantwana bangankulunkulu wabathiya.
Are you truly genuine? Or are you just going along, a good imitator, a good hypocrite? But that day will bring it all to light. Let us pray. Help us, Lord, that we will have an ear to hear what you say. We thank you, Lord, for explaining this parable to us. Test and prove us, Lord, through your Holy Spirit, that those that are just hypocrites, imitators, that they may truly repent and not that they may not be cast out.
Amen.
Amen.